This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As thousands of Palestinians fled the fighting and Israel's bombing, VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain says U.S. President Joe Biden was asked whether or not there was any chance of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He replied, none.
He was also asked if he's getting frustrated with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not listening to U.S. requests.
Taking a little longer than I hoped.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 10,000 people have been killed in the territory since the Hamas attack on Israel that killed 1,400 people and triggered the war. On Capitol Hill Wednesday, anti-Israeli government protesters showed up to a hearing where most Democratic and Republican lawmakers expressed their strong support for Israel. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Crowds of people gathered in Copenhagen on Thursday to take part in a torch march marking the 85th anniversary of the Nazis' Kristallnacht program of Jews.
I come here so we do not forget what happened 85 years ago. It was the start of Holocaust, the darkest chapter in the history for hundreds of years, and of course also in the light of what happened the 7th of October.
That was Danish Parliament Speaker Søren Gade among the hundreds who carried torches from the city's main synagogue to Parliament. It was November 1938, 1,000 synagogues damaged in Germany and Austria by Nazi mobs during what they call the Night of Broken Glass. 30,000 Jewish men and boys arrested, 91 killed. This is VOA News. Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, a maverick who has often bucked party leadership, especially in the past 2 years, said on Thursday he will not seek re-election. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner says the decision hurts Democrats' chance defending their thin majority in the Senate.
The decision would greatly hurt Democrats' chances of holding his West Virginia seat, while also putting his party's narrow 51-49 Senate majority in peril. Republicans currently hold the governor's office and the rest of the congressional delegation in a state that Republican Donald Trump won by a wide margin in 2020.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner, who says Manchin said he made the decision after talking it over with his family. SpaceX launched a Dragon spacecraft to the International Space Station on Thursday.
And liftoff of CRS-29 carrying cargo, research,
and laser. Pitching downrange.
And a laser communication.
Engine pressure's nominal.
A laser communications demonstrator to the International Space Station now in its 25th year of orbital operations.
It will deliver supplies, food, equipment, and, as you heard, part of a laser communications relay system. The company's 29th commercial resupply services mission took off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Kenya's president promised on Thursday to be ruthless with corruption and firm on debt during his address to the nation from the capital's parliament building.
Corruption, honorable members, wastage, inefficiency, and negligence are serious threats to our transformation agenda and unacceptable practice that has no place in our nation.
President Ruto also told members of parliament that the specter of terrorism is a continuing threat and that we must remain constantly vigilant against it. Steve Wozniak, one of the co-creators of Apple Computer Corporation and the designer of the very first Apple computer, had a minor stroke in Mexico City. He was scheduled to speak at a conference there and appears to be okay. Humane, a Silicon Valley startup with a star-studded list of co-founders and executives, on Thursday released a $699 device that aims to bring cutting-edge artificial intelligence to your lapel. The AI pin, as the device is called, is designed to be worn on clothing, can be tapped to talk to a virtual assistant, powered by technologies from ChatGPT creator OpenAI and cloud computing power from Microsoft. You know, it's like Star Trek. You know, you tap your chest and it talks to you.